Rock the Lakefront June 13th and 14th as Racine Harbor Fest returns for two unforgettable days of live music, mouthwatering food, and nonstop fun. Advance tickets $8, VIP tickets still available online at racineharborfest.com.
CBS's Natalie Brand.
We saw talks happen between Ukraine and Russia late last week, but the key players weren't there. The question becomes, in this call, can President Trump move the ball forward?
Former President Biden thanking well-wishers on social media who responded to his prostate cancer diagnosis. CBS's Willie James Inman.
Not only is this an aggressive form, this is also a form that will respond well to treatment, according to a statement from the former president's office, and his family is looking at those treatment options.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt with the sales pitch today on the Trump budget bill, which emerged from a House committee.
This bill does not add to the deficit. In fact, according to the Council of Economic Advisors, this bill will save $1.6 trillion.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan will return to court July 9th. She pleaded not guilty late last week to charges she interfered with a courthouse ICE arrest. Outside of that proceeding, demonstrators from Voces de la Frontera and SEIU Wisconsin protested her prosecution. Attorneys for both sides say they expect jury selection to take a long time and that they'll work together on a questionnaire for potential jurors. The odds of a Kenosha casino happening went up. The Kenosha News reports the Menominee Tribe's proposed Kenosha casino has cleared a major obstacle after a federal agency rejected an amendment that would have limited new tribal casinos near Milwaukee. The decision removes a hurdle allowing the $360 million project to continue moving through the approval process. It needs an okay from the federal government and the Wisconsin governor. The proposal is for land along I-94 near 60th Street. Tis the season for tick checks. Melissa Kay has more.
Be mindful of ticks when you're enjoying or working in the great outdoors. We have 16 confirmed tick species in Wisconsin, but the one that causes the most trouble is the black-legged tick or deer tick. They are most likely to transmit Lyme disease. Wear protective clothing and use insect repellent. Check yourself and your clothing after being outdoors, especially your children and your pets. Experts say if you're bitten by a tick in Wisconsin, you have about a 50-50 chance the tick is carrying Lyme disease.
A seat on a Washington County bench needs to get filled. Governor Tony Evers is seeking applicants for the Washington County Circuit Court Branch 2 position. It follows the upcoming retirement of Judge James Muehlbauer in August. The appointed judge will serve through July of 2026. Applications are due by June 9th. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It's the Brewers and the Orioles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Baltimore Orioles tonight at AmFam Field. After 7 years, Baltimore fired their manager, Brandon Hyde, over the weekend and replaced him with third base coach Tony Manzolino. Now, yesterday, the Brewers avoided a sweep. They beat the Twins 5-2. Pat Murphy conceding the Brewers have not spent very much this year in free agency.
I trust the players. I like the players. I think they're good. Now, did we go spend a lot of money in the offseason, guys? Let's call a spade. No, we didn't. Are we real deep in the position player business? No, we're not. But we have good ones.
In golf, Scottie Scheffler shot 11 under par to win the PGA at Quail Hollow in Charlotte.
I've prepared my entire life, and to have a chance to win a tournament that I've dreamed about as a kid is a pretty cool feeling. And when you step up out on the first tee, there's definitely stress. It's definitely challenging. But at the same time, I mean, it's a lot of fun.
That's Scottie Scheffler. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today with a lake breeze and high temperatures scraping about 50. Got rain rolling in around midnight, leaving us with a dark and damp day tomorrow with soaking rain. It'll be windy and we stay cooler, and this lasts well into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect to people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend, including the state Republican convention with our friends at Wisconsin Watch and State Senator Royce on the Joint Finance Committee budget process. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, it's a brand new week. And in just a few minutes, Congressman Ro Khanna will be here for the entire first hour of our program. We're taking Friday off for the holiday, so our National Progressive Town Hall meeting with Congressman Khanna will start in just a few minutes. The if you'd like to call in, the number is 202-808-9925. In the second hour of our program, I want to start off with the Great American Betrayal, how we lost our moral compass. And a news summary, Trump is threatening the Supreme Court justices. He's threatening now ABC News. He's threatening Bruce Springsteen, Beyonce, Oprah, and Obama with serious investigations. He's looking deranged to me. Is he in a meltdown? Does he need a mental health check? We'll talk about all that in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, Oklahoma high schools are going to teach Trump's version of the 2020 election conspiracy theories as if they were fact. This is like, you know, Russia teaching that Ukraine was never an independent nation in their elementary schools. This is nuts. And also in our third hour, geeky science, low-dose THC appears, at least in mice, to be the key to brain longevity. This is an amazing study. Anyhow, we got a lot to talk about today, a lot to cover, but our one guest for the day will be for the entire first hour, Congressman Ro Khanna. He represents the 17th District of California in the U.S. House of Representatives. He's vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He's the ranking member of the House Armed Services Committee on Cyber Innovative Technologies and Information Systems, member of the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability. His website is Khanna, khanna.house.gov. And Rep. Ro Khanna is his blue sky handle. Congressman, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me, Tom. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, back at you. It's always great having you with us. So 28 dead as tornadoes and storms batter the Midwest. Meanwhile, Elon Musk has fired a whole bunch of people from the National Weather Service. They've got multiple Weather Service sites that are no longer operating 24/7. So they couldn't or can't provide, you know, people with storm warnings and things in the middle of the night. This was an EF3 tornado, winds up to 140 miles an hour, is a mile wide at times. What's going on with this, and how is Congress dealing with these massive cuts to our essential infrastructure by Trump and Musk and Doge and his teenage buddies?
Well, it's unprecedented. I mean, he's cutting the Weather Service folks who give us a warning about these tornadoes so that people can be safe. He's cutting all of FEMA, a lot of FEMA, which is responsible, as you know, for rebuilding communities and providing emergency assistance when disasters like these happen. So the Congress, you know, unfortunately, it's been in Republican hands. The Democrats have said we need to subpoena Musk. We need to make sure that he's answering to the Congress in terms of these cuts. They're unconstitutional cuts. We've filed cases in courts to try to get these people reinstated. But until Republicans are willing to speak out, it is very, very difficult for Congress to actually get these people reinstated. But we are pushing with everything we can to do these town halls. I'm doing town halls in these red districts, highlighting that Republicans need to start speaking up and show some spine.
Well, and they're cutting all this essential infrastructure just to pay for tax cuts for billionaires, are they not?
Absolutely. I mean, that is the Republican bill. It's tax cuts for billionaires, steep cuts to Medicaid. By the way, they couldn't get enough votes for $715 billion of Medicaid cuts, which would have already been the largest in the program's history. So they've just added more cuts late last night. Massive cuts to Medicaid, massive cuts to food stamps, cuts to the NIH medical research, research for cancer, research for Alzheimer's, cuts to university funding, cuts to the Weather Service. Some of them, they want to make these cuts through legislation. Others, Elon Musk is cutting without any approval. They fired 7 of the 18 directors at the NIH that do groundbreaking research. They've already fired 7 generals in the military, with some who dedicated their lives to the military with no explanation. So they're taking a sledgehammer to our agencies, compromising our physical safety, as we're seeing when we fly, when we have weather events, and compromising our national security safety with what they're doing in the way they're decimating the top officer rank at the Pentagon.
Meanwhile, Erwin Chemerinsky, if I'm...
the dean of Berkeley.
Yeah, the famous law professor and author. He has a piece over at Just Security today pointing out that in this big, beautiful bill is buried a provision that basically makes it impossible for a federal court to hold members of the administration in contempt of court. Are you familiar with that? Have you heard about that?
I am not familiar with that provision, but I will take a look at Chemerinsky's article. I'm sure if he's saying it is accurate. Another hidden provision, which I am familiar with, is that it would have a 10-year moratorium on any state from adopting any regulation on AI. So if this bill passes, for 10 years, no state will be able to have any legislation to keep workers safe, to have security, safety on any AI-related issue.
Yeah, so much for federalism here. Finally, on my list, Republicans are planning to fund their tax cuts through the sale of federal public lands. I'm not sure you're familiar with this.
This is horrific. I mean, 11,000 acres already of land in Nevada, in Utah to be sold. Never happened before in the country's history that we would sell off public land. It was a vote late at night in the Natural Resources Committee. And right now, the bill would basically start to sell off public land in this country. It is outrageous. When you look at that, when you look at not having any AI regulation for 10 years, when you look at the Medicaid cuts, when you look at the cuts to the NIH research, all for tax breaks for the billionaires, you really could argue this is the worst bill in modern times of what it's going to have as an impact for people.
Yeah, and if they eliminate the ability of an Article III court to hold, the attorneys for the administration in contempt of court, you're basically eliminating the ability of the courts to enforce their own orders. It's pretty shocking stuff. Normally when you come on, my first question is, what's on your mind today? I'm sorry, I skipped right over that. Before we go to our calls, is there anything that you wanted to share with anybody, or shall we just get right into the phone calls?
Well, these are the things on my mind because I've been going, as you know, around the country. I was in Allentown and in Bucks County this weekend doing 2 town halls, trying to go to these districts, which are Republicans won by 1 or 2 points, pleading that they should oppose this bill. I've taken to calling it the big, brutal bill, not the big, beautiful bill. I mean, it's just going to be brutal in terms of its consequences for working class Americans and for our country.
Amen. Well, let's pick up some phone calls here. Charlotte in San Diego, you are on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Oh, hi. Thanks, Tom and Mr. Khanna. I wanted to ask you, is there any way, I understand that the stupid parade of Trump's is going to be paid for through the military budget, but is there any way that this can be stopped? This is just horrific.
We're trying through the Armed Services Committee, but you need some Republicans to chime in to stop it. Look, it's not just the cost. I mean, the cost, of course, is a waste of taxpayer dollars. It's this idea that in America we don't have a king. We don't have a military parade for the president. It's the same problem I have with the Qatari luxury jet, putting aside the corruption of foreign influence. It's not that America can't afford a gold-plated luxury jet. Of course, we could build Air Force One in that way if we wanted to. It's that we don't believe that the American president is some kind of royal, that we don't believe that they should be draped in luxury with gold plates and lording over the rest of us. It's supposed to be a functional, pragmatic plane to keep the country secure. And what Trump is doing is just acting like he's a king, not like he's the president of the United States.
Yeah, remarkable. We're hitting a break here. And Congressman Ro Khanna is with us for the hour, taking your calls at a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. We'll be back with more of your calls for Representative Khanna in just a moment. You can find his website at khanna.house.gov, khanna.house.gov. And you can tweet him at Rep. Ro Khanna, Blue Sky Rep. Ro Khanna. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Right back with your calls for Congressman Ro Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, as we do our national, an hour-long National Progressive Town Hall meeting. Not much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry or have some concern about. With so much out of our control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less. While SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years of experience, helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. Get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Go to selectquote.com/Tom today to get started. That's selectquote.com/Tom.
Listen for This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast presentation from 540 WAUK.
Hey, it's Downtown Donnie Brown. And this week in Waukesha, we are acting locally, thinking globally with Ron Gulotta of UWM Waukesha as they talk about Corby's Last Roar, a celebration of UWM Waukesha's 58 years of service to our community before they close in June of this year.
To hear the show, go to WAUKradio.com and search for This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast from WAUK.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare the people he sees that any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like the show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
That's a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on waukradio.com/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Bookstores now.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, if you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails is a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain and visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin. And right now I can get you 45% off, but only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Over 5 million jars sold, 8,000 five-star reviews, 365-day money-back guarantee. Go to getnativepath.com/Tom now. Supplies are limited and demand is surging. But the 2 minutes past the hour, Congressman Ro Khanna is on the line with us, taking your calls for the hour. Gary in Monroe, Georgia, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Mr. O'Connor, first time I've talked to you, hopefully not the last. I've got really a different question. Being 79, I can relate to it very, very well. I think all of you can. Nothing's going to change until we change our greedy culture. What's going to change? So the question is, what can be done, if anything? Because voting may not be enough in the end to change the culture in America, this greedy culture, the starry-eyed culture that we have, good people, but a little too starry-eyed. It's not working. Nothing's getting really done. Comment on the question, and thank you.
Well, Gary, I agree with you that it seems we are worshiping the dollar more than anything. I mean, I've seen the change in Silicon Valley. I mean, it used to have people who were ambitious who would build things like Wozniak and Jobs with Apple and David Packard, Bill Hewitt with HP. But they also cared about the community. They were investing in building things. Now it's just people chasing pure profits, the bottom line, corporate greed, shipping jobs offshore. And I don't, it's a deep question on how we get people to care about their communities, about the country, about a sense of service. But you're absolutely right that that's at the crux of what's making life in our politics so transactional.
Mark in South Bend, Indiana, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hey, Congressman Khanna, great to chime in with you. On this last budget that was turned down, I was wondering if it had anything in there about the promises Trump made.
Mark's phone is breaking up, Congressman, but he's asking about Trump's promise for tax breaks on tips and on Social Security income. And I'm curious, along those same lines, I understand that the Medicare cuts won't kick in for 4 years, and all the benefits like tax cuts on tips and things for average working people end after a small number of years, whereas the tax breaks for billionaires will be permanent. Do I have all that right?
You do. You do. I mean, it's obviously a political trick that they're playing, but they do have the tax, taxes on tips in there. They don't have anything on the taxing on Social Security because that can't be done in a reconciliation bill. That has to be done in a separate bill. Mm. But what they're giving people in terms of no tax on tips, they're taking away with the Medicaid cuts, with the cuts in SNAP, with the cuts in medical research. And the easiest way to do this would be to increase the living wage, not have a no tax on tip policy. I mean, you still have some people, servers, making $2.13 an hour.
Yeah, got it. Charles in Miami, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hey, how you doing, Representative? My question to you is this, and it's all about strategy as far as I'm concerned. But to me, no one is pointing out that Trump went to these Gulf states, and because of the money that's going in the system, he is practically allowing Israel to slaughter the Palestinians. And I feel like because of the deal that he's making with these Gulf states, Israel is raging, and they're taking all this, all of their hatred or all of their angst on the Palestinians. No one is pointing that out. And also, the reason why I called you is also about strategy. No one in the Democratic Party is saying, every time Trump opens up about Iran and now he's going to bomb them or whatever, no one is pointing out that they are an ally of Putin. They've been an ally of Putin during this Ukrainian war. They've been supplying them endless drones. And how is he going to go against Putin, which is also a staunch ally of Trump? No one is pointing out this fact. Hmm. And I'm frankly disappointed in you guys because, to me, as far as I'm concerned, you knew he won the election. Yeah. You knew what
was
coming
down.
Let's
get the response, Charles. I only have 30 seconds left.
I was having a little bit of trouble hearing him, but I think I got the gist of the question. First of all, Gaza, I agree with you. There's a huge humanitarian crisis there. That's what the World Food Program is saying. Israel is not getting aid in. They're making a condition of that for the Palestinian people to go to South Gaza. We need to be very clear that they need to provide the aid everywhere in Gaza, not try to force people into a very small part of Gaza. I think the caller also was asking about Iran. You know, I supported Obama's nuclear deal with Iran. I support Trump exploring getting some deal. That's far better than having an escalation with Iran in the region.
There you go. Congressman Ro Khanna, vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls for the hour in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting right here. We'll be right back with your calls for Representative Khanna. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Khanna, K-H-A-N-N-A .house.gov is his website. Rep. Ro Khanna over on Blue Sky and Twitter. We'll be right back with Congressman Ro Khanna.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and...
Pat Kreitlow. Coming up on Tuesday, Pat Kreitlow makes his victorious return to the big chair. We'll hear all about his vacation and cover the big stories from across the nation. Join us.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Milwaukee man faces federal arson charges after prosecutors say he set fire to a chair inside MATC's downtown campus last week. The alleged actions of Jeriel Cotton qualify for federal prosecution because the college serves students from outside Wisconsin. Cotton, previously convicted of arson in 2015, was allegedly caught on video starting the fire, which triggered sprinklers and causing significant water damage. Cleanup costs could be near $200,000. Movement in Madison has slowed down. Lisa Hale has more about the meetings about numbers.
At the state capitol, work has paused on a key part of the state budget, tax cuts, and that can put a hold on the rest of the budget planning, too. Speaker Robin Voss says Republicans have agreed to Governor Tony Evers' request to put a tax cut in the budget instead of making it a standalone bill. Staff members from both sides have met, but now Voss says they want to meet directly with Evers, and they don't want to flesh out the whole budget until they have the tax cuts figured out and they know just how much money they have to spend.
The odds of a Kenosha casino happening went up. The Kenosha News reports the Menominee Tribe's proposed Kenosha casino has cleared a major obstacle after a federal agency rejected an amendment that would have limited new tribal casinos near Milwaukee. The decision removes a hurdle allowing the $360 million project to continue moving through the approval process. It needs an okay from the federal government and the Wisconsin governor. The proposal is for land along I-94 near 60th Street. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at waukradio.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy today with a lake breeze and high temperatures scraping about 50. Got rain rolling in around midnight, leaving us with a dark and damp day tomorrow with soaking rain. It'll be windy and we stay cooler, and this lasts well into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people can be seized without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by Benga Ajilore, a former advisor with the USDA, talking about the threats to rural hospitals posed by the Republican budget reconciliation.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Congressman Ro Khanna is with us for the hour, the vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. And Nick in Seattle. Nick, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Oh, cool. Wow. Thank you both so much for taking my call. Thank you both for all your hard work. Congressman, very proud of the Progressive Caucus. However, all my friends, they're very demoralized by all the actions of our government, the way they're putting on this weird, like, alternate reality, kind of the way Russia does. What can I do to restore their faith in our government at this time? Thank you.
Well, big question.
Nick, it's a very profound question. I think what you need to do to get past the propaganda, the disinformation, is go out to these red districts, speak to people. I was doing that in Allentown. There were a number of Trump protesters outside, about 20 to 30 of them. And someone said, can I take some pictures with you because we've seen you on Fox News? I said, sure. Why don't you come into the town hall and hear what I have to say? And they agreed with me on not cutting Medicaid. They agreed and applauded on cutting prescription drug costs and not having Mack trucks offshore their jobs. So I think when you go into these communities, when you actually start talking to voters, we can cut through the propaganda. But it really takes grassroots organizing in these communities.
Good on you for doing that. Matthew in Manhattan, New York. You're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Thank you for taking my call. If senators and Congress people are still allowed to trade stocks, publicly held stocks, what is the representative doing to stop it?
Matthew, I appreciate the question. I've been a co-lead and co-sponsor in the Trust Act that would ban all stock trading. I don't trade stock. My wife doesn't trade stock. She has a trust that's from money she inherited in a diversified trust. And my view is that all members of Congress should have no stock trading. And if they have resources, put that in a diversified trust, have the disclosure of what the trust does. But that would eliminate conflicts, and that's really what we need for the country. And I've been a leader in the co-sponsoring the Trust Act, and hope we'll get a vote on it this Congress.
David in Columbus, Ohio, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi, Congressman. There seems to be a lot of independent groups that are either environmental groups or legal groups like Public Citizen that are suing Trump. And I wondered how effective that was. And also, how effective is it to create a blockage of bills, filibustering what the Republicans are doing?
Well, David, I believe we have to pursue all strategies. We've got to be organizing in these red districts so we can get some Republicans to speak out. We need to be in the courts and all the organizations that are taking Trump to court. That's important. It'll at least slow down some of the unconstitutional actions and provide some remedy. Of course, the risk is that they ignore the courts, but we have to pursue that. The filibuster challenge is they don't need in this reconciliation bill 60 votes, so they can pass it on a party line vote in the Senate and the House. The only way we can stop the bad parts of this bill is by having some Republicans in these moderate districts speak out. If they don't, I believe they'll lose their seat. So it's going to be a big vote for all these Republicans.
Stephen in Pueblo, Colorado, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Good morning, Congressman. Pleased to meet you. It's my opinion that we need a town hall in Pueblo, Colorado, to expose our representative, Jeff Herd, his voting record, and possible voter suppression. Could somebody please hold a town hall in Pueblo, Colorado, so that we can get this out, so that people can see what's happening?
Jeff, it's a great suggestion. You know, I've done 7 of these town halls, like I said, just in Allentown and Bucks County, Pennsylvania. We have almost 8 of them scheduled already, but I will send to my team and to others who are doing these town halls, Pueblo, Colorado, to see if we can have someone organize one there.
Michael in Taos, New Mexico, you are on the air with Congressman Connor.
Yes, Congressman, I was wondering the other day what the effect would be. I understand that Congress has fairly generous health care benefits, and while I don't know the details, I was wondering what the effect would be if members of Congress and the Senate received Medicare benefits or an equivalent plan.
Well, Congress has health care. I mean, I have United Healthcare. It's the same private insurance choices that that many people have. Unfortunately, I've had some of my medicines denied by prior authorization, so have to go through the same challenge. But I would love to see everyone be on have Medicare for all as a guarantee, and then people can have their supplemental insurance. It's just wrong in this country that so many people get denied the treatment they need or are denied health care.
Susan in Seattle, by the way, Susan, hang on just a second. During the Obamacare debate, didn't Congress pass a law saying that all you guys have to be on Obamacare? Is that how you're getting your health care?
I think it's that is not the case. I mean, we're not all on the Affordable Care Act. I think we have a choice of the federal, like any federal employee, you have a choice of different health insurance, and then you pick one of those. And now maybe it's some marketplace, but it's different in my view, my understanding, than Obamacare.
Okay. Susan in Seattle, you're on the air with Congressman Connor.
Hi. I have a quick question for you. I think it was a few years ago, the Senate had the clerks read a full piece of legislation out loud. And I'm wondering if in the House to delay this bill monstrosity that's going through, that if the Democratic caucus could demand a reading of the entire bill before it's voted on.
It's a good idea. I mean, that would at least delay some of the votes. Well, the main thing we'd want to do is, in my view, speak out against some of the bills and offer amendments. I mean, one amendment I'm going to offer at 1 a.m. on the Rules Committee on Wednesday, which is when it's going to be debated, is that no child under 18 should lose their health insurance based on this bill. And we'll see if the Republicans go for it. But otherwise, they're basically conceding that people, kids in America, are going to lose health care.
That's amazing. Joanne in Baltimore, you are on the air with Congressman Connor.
Hello, Representative Khanna. I have a question about student loans, and I know that some relief is tied up in the courts, but is there anything right now that Trump is actively doing to, you know, ruin the progress on forgiveness and all of those good things? He's a lot of bluster, but I don't know what's happening in actual fact since the media is complicit, et cetera, et cetera.
John, he's resumed the student loan payments. I mean, he's Biden had paused them for many people. He's resumed them. And so now people have $700,000 payments. And if they don't pay it, their credit is going to get destroyed. And he's actually taking funding away from Pell Grants, some of the programs that give students who come from working class families a shot at college.
It's incredible. Kathy in New Philadelphia, Ohio, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to ask this question about food. I've never worried about the safety of my food before, but with all the cuts, is the USDA still functional and testing food before it's delivered to grocery stores?
Kathy, it's a real concern. I mean, I don't want to scare people. They are testing food, but the question is, what happens when there's a discrepancy? What happens if they don't have a check? A lot of times there's multiple people doing the food checks. And so I think that the error rates could increase given the cuts, and the ability to approve new drugs could be heavily slowed down. So the cuts have been devastating on these agencies.
Sue in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you are on. Is that right, Sue? It says Albu here, but yes. I'm assuming that's Albuquerque. Yeah, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi, Congressman. I have an idea. You know, there are obviously some Republicans in the House and the Senate who don't agree with Donald Trump, and they don't really want to support him, and they're afraid of him and everything. I'm wondering, would it be possible for the Democrats in the House and the Senate to talk to their Republican friends and get them to just change parties, vote with the Democrats, give them the majority? And I know, you know, it might be kind of like political suicide, but working for this administration, they're probably going to get voted out anyway. So is that a possibility?
So it's a great thought. I mean, I've been going to these Republican districts and pointing out how misaligned Donald Trump's agenda is with those districts. They really would be having to vote for Medicaid cuts, tax breaks for billionaires, cuts to medical research and cancers, Alzheimer's, diabetes. And I do think we should put out and welcome some of these folks with open arms if they become Democrats. It's hard to do, but it's everything is worth trying.
Yeah, Republicans are certainly trying to do that with John Fetterman, it seems. Amazing stuff. Congressman Ro Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, is with us for the hour, taking your calls here at National Progressive Town Hall meeting. The number is 202-808-9925. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Congressman Ro Khanna. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Khanna.house.gov is his website. You can tweet him or blue sky him over at Rep. Ro Khanna, K-H-A-N-N-A. In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and our freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit FFRF.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511. Because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hit. Milwaukee Brewers baseball cards are being shared in several communities across the state. The partnership is with police officers in Green Bay, La Crosse, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Madison, and meant to be an icebreaker between the cops and kids. Here's Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Eventually want to do it to more than just the major cities. We're trying to get around the state as best we can and to sort of engage with our friends around the state. We're a statewide team. We're not just a Milwaukee team.
So see an officer, ask for your own comic book style baseball cards featuring all your favorite Brewers players. Until next time, I'm Terry Ball.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people may seize that any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, Congressman Ro Khanna with us, taking your calls for the hour. Jane in Vista, California, you are on the air with Representative Khanna.
Good morning. Thank you. My question is concerning voter suppression. And, you know, we're all out there protesting around the country, but it's not going to do any good if we can't have our vote. And the Republicans are doing a tremendous job of disenfranchising Democrats and minorities across the country. What can be done to stop this?
Well, this is a huge issue. I mean, this is why we led with the Voting Rights Act, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. Right now, what the Republicans are doing is they're kicking off people off voting rolls if they haven't voted for an election or two. They're putting less polling places in African-American areas and areas where we have strong Democratic voters. There are far longer wait times for African-American voters than for white voters. And the Voting Rights Act would say, no, you can't just kick off people from the registration list. You can't have some equality when it comes to polling places. And we have to get that passed and speak out for it. But until then, you're right that there are many people being disenfranchised in these elections.
James in North Carolina. What's your city, James?
I'm actually driving through Ohio right now.
Okay. All right. You're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
My question is, for the Supreme Court, is there a way or possible that the Supreme Court could reverse their ruling or rule against something or reject the presidential immunity?
Well, I think the Supreme Court has already ruled on presidential immunity. I don't know if they regret it, but they basically said the president's immune from criminal prosecution. But on the positive side, it seems that even Justice Barrett, Justice Roberts are appalled by what Trump is doing in terms of deportations without due process, in terms of trying to revoke birthright citizenship. And I do think the court is gingerly stepping in to try to constrain him, but they need to be more blunt and vocal and clear. They're one of the last bastions of defense of the Constitution.
Myron in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I just had a question regarding the president, the 2024 election. Being that the justices granted Trump, or well, at the time even Biden has the immunity powers, was he able during that 2024 election to disqualify the state that was receiving bomb threats? Was he able to disqualify them for participating in a federal election, since they were wasn't protecting the voters and the citizens? Could he have disqualified them, and would that have that, you know, the favor,
know where either candidate wouldn't have won that state.
Got it. Those were exclusively blue districts too, weren't they, Congressman Connor?
I didn't catch fully the question. He's saying what was he asking could be disqualified?
He was asking if Biden had disqualified the districts that had all the bomb threats that suppressed turnout in blue districts in the swing states.
Obviously, I think we have to go after the bomb threats from a judicial perspective, from a Justice Department perspective. I don't think we can disqualify and disfranchise voters in those places.
Tom, in Celebration, Florida, you're on the air with Congressman Connor.
Yes, Tom. I'm wondering why no one has asked Trump if he's asking Walmart to pay these taxes out of their pocket. Why aren't they asking if he would pay these Trump taxes out of his pocket?
Well, I mean, Walmart is, we're just asking Walmart to pay their corporate taxes. I'm happy to have taxes in this country go up, and that would include a lot of the billionaires in my districts, and it would include people who have done better in life than like in my family and would have to pay more taxes. I think that makes a lot of sense. But you know what we don't want is we give money to charities, and many Americans do, but I don't think that's enough. I think the question is what are you doing for the government and having a public funding for public education, public health? And that means we need higher taxes. And if the question is, should we have higher taxes? Absolutely.
Barb in Palm Desert, California. We're down to about a minute and 15 seconds here. You got a quick one, Barb?
Yes. I would like to know why the DNC is trying to get rid of their young people. David and Malcolm both have wonderful things to contribute. I know in my area they hit the Hispanic population really heavy, and the contractors all voted for Trump. And we have to get messages out there. How are we going to do it?
I totally agree. I think they should keep David Hoggett. He's saying that there should be primary challenges in this country. That's fine. I think Malcolm has done a great job in Pennsylvania and beyond. We need more young people involved, not pushing them away. And I've taken that position publicly and will continue to support young people getting engaged and not going after young people just because they have a different view of the importance of primary challenges.
Congressman, in the final 30 seconds here, thoughts on what we should be doing and looking at over the next 2 weeks before we talk to you again?
Well, this week, Tom, it's all about the big, brutal bill. I mean, it's going to gut Medicaid. The biggest cut in Medicaid in the program's history. It's going to give tax breaks to the billionaires. It's going to gut medical research for cancer, for Alzheimer's, for Parkinson's. It's going to stop all legislation in states on AI for 10 years. And it is going to, as you pointed out, give a moratorium or block judges from holding administration officials in contempt for doing unconstitutional things. It is a terrible bill. We need to oppose it, speak out against it, and try to convince some Republicans to oppose it.
There you go. Congressman, thank you so much for dropping by. We
thank you.
Our listeners just love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'll be back on the other side of this break. The Great American Betrayal, how we lost our moral compass. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News brief. President Trump works the phones with calls to Russia's Vladimir Putin and Ukraine's President Zelensky. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
The president and his aides have made very clear that the U.S. could walk away from being a part of negotiations between these two countries if significant progress is not made.
Experts are parsing what's known about former President Biden's prostate cancer diagnosis. Medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
He has a Gleason stage of 9 out of 10, with 10 being the worst. So that tells you about the aggressiveness of the cell type that we're talking about here, the type of prostate cancer he has. There's been spread to the bones, which by definition means it is metastatic.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt touts the budget bill the House plans to vote on later this week.
This bill will give Americans the largest tax cuts in our nation's history. When Republicans pass the bill, Americans will be keeping more of their hard-earned money and taking home much bigger paychecks.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.